Hello there, we're in the Word House, House of the Rocky Nugu. Understand that God does His things through His Word, and nothing beyond it. It's our privilege, therefore, to minister God's Word to you. And we believe that as you listen and live by these principles you're about to hear, your life will definitely be transformed. Listen and be blessed.
Someone grateful that your God is good this morning? You did not sound like it. Your answer is like that of a Nigerian. You need to go beyond your Nigerian nature. Is anyone grateful that your God is good? Hallelujah. Now give Him praise like you are from Zion. Hallelujah. We give you glory, our King. Glory and honor be unto your name. Father, we thank you. We give you praise for your presence, your grace. We ask that you will have mercy on whom you will have. We declare that today that we will not go out the same. Enrich us by the infusion of the word. Cause strength for someone that is weak. We declare a healing over a body that is sick. We ask that we will go out different men in the spirit, armed and equipped to take over the mountains of this life. We thank you, our King. Now speak both to the speaker and to the hearer. Cause us to be edified. Above all, let your glory return unto you. Show indeed the devil who is boss this morning. Move by your spirit. Let everyone that came in, whether they are viewing online or they are here, let them sense the presence and the power of our God. We thank you because we know that you will do much more than we have asked, because we dare to make a request in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, our God. In Jesus' name we pray. I said, in Jesus' name we pray. Would you greet somebody warmly on your way to your seat? Just appreciate them. Thank them for being your partner in church this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I would just like to thank everyone who, welcome all of us that are here physically. I know sometimes it takes a lot to be in church physically, but we also want to appreciate everyone that is viewing online. We thank you. We want to say a big thank you to all our first-time guests, whether this is your first or your second time. Before the end of service, we will welcome you more properly. Thank you for choosing to worship with us this morning. Hallelujah. I just want us to celebrate our father, our pastor. I know he's unavoidably absent. I'm sure somewhere in the city of Owerri, they are feeling his presence. But I just want us to celebrate the Reverend Edwin Baebo. I'm sure you can do better than this. Hallelujah. Please also help me appreciate Pastor Mrs. Sonia Baebo, the one who is the still waters upon which he rests. Can you help me appreciate our mama this morning? And while you are at it, help me appreciate yourself for coming into service today. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I said appreciate yourself again. If God would just reveal to you what the next person is dealing with, you would know it took faith for them to come in. Hallelujah. Pastor started sharing on a thought on Wednesday that I want to continue in that light. And he tagged the message. If you did not see the message for midweek service, the School of the Spirit, he said, overcoming arrival mentality. Hallelujah. And I just want to push that needle a little bit further this morning. I'll be speaking on take this mountain. Hallelujah. Help me tell your neighbor, take this mountain. Not the one you have just passed. I mean this one in front of you. Tell them, take this mountain. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We have a lot of scriptures to read. For those of you that, you know, already have been in church for our first timers, I generally try to teach by calling I'm a teacher. If I preach, it is basically a bonus. Hallelujah. Because my idea is to always try to break down the word such that you will have the requisite tool to use it when you are alone. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said you will have the requisite tool to use it even when pastor is not around. Praise the Lord. So I do have some lengthy reading, but I'll try and summarize because we are just in the first service. We will just try and lay foundations. Joshua chapter 14, verse 6 to 8. Media, if you will help me. My main text is in Numbers 13, but I want to borrow some scriptures that pastor used on Wednesday. Joshua chapter 14, verse 6 to 8. If you give me in the Amplified Version or NLT, I will be happy. Even though I like King James, but this morning I feel like speaking normal English. Praise the Lord. Then the tribe of the sons of Judah approached Joshua in Gilgal, and Caleb, who was the leader of the tribe, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, said unto him, "Know you know the word which the Lord said unto Moses, the man of God, concerning me and you in Kadesh Barnea." So Joshua, Caleb is talking to Joshua. He said, "I was 40 years old when Moses, the servant of God, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to scout the land of Canaan." That same place that they are fighting right now. "And I brought a report back to him as it was in my heart. My brothers, who were fellow spies, who went up with me, made the heart of the people melt with fear." How did they achieve this? He said, "But I followed the Lord, my God, completely." When I read it, I went back again. The man said, "I followed the Lord, my God, completely." I say, "My brother, is this man joking?" Who gave him this report? So this morning, I just want to x-ray the things that Caleb did in following the Lord completely. I find out that our challenge as believers or as Christians is not following the Lord. I've not seen a believer that has not followed the Lord. At least some steps. The problem is always whether we followed completely. So Caleb began to tell Joshua, he said, "For you know that I followed the Lord completely." Numbers chapter 14, verse 11 to 12. Please go there for me. Numbers 14, 11 to 12. If you still give me in the Amplified, I'll be glad. He said, "And the Lord said unto Moses, how long will these people treat me disrespectfully?" Even God is complaining. The respect matter is serious. He said, "How long will they treat me disrespectfully and reject me? And how long will they not believe me? Despite all the miracles, signs which I have performed among them, I will strike them with pestilence and dispose of them. I will make you into a nation greater and mightier than them." Listen to this. Please go ahead. "But Moses said unto the Lord, then the Egyptians will hear of it. For by your strength you brought these people out from among them." Continue. "And then I will tell, and they will tell in the inhabitants of this land, they have heard that you, Lord, are among these people of Israel. that you, Lord, have seen them face to face while you were a cloud before them, and that you go before them in a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of cloud by night. These stories have gone out. Now, if you kill these people as one man, then the nations that have heard of your fame will say, look at this case. Because the Lord was not able to bring these people into the land which he promised to give them. Therefore, he slaughtered them in the wilderness. Even God said, no wonder you are a lawyer before now. But now, please, let the power of the Lord be great. Just as you have declared, saying, the Lord is slow to anger, abundant, loving kindness, slow to transgression. He will not by no means clear the guilty, visiting or avenging the wickedness and the guilt of the fathers of the children, even to the third and the fourth generation. Please notice, God always deals with generations. He said, pardon, please, the wickedness and guilt of these people, according to the greatness of thy loving kindness, just as you have forgiven these people from Egypt, even until now. So the Lord said, I have pardoned them according to your word. Hallelujah. If somebody would intercede, God will pardon. But indeed, as I live, listen to this one. This came after the pardon. He said, but indeed, as I live, all the earth will be filled with the glory of the Lord. Surely, all the men who have seen my glory and my miraculous signs which I have performed in Egypt and in the wilderness, yet have put me to test these 10 times, have not listened to my voice, will by no means see the land which I swore to give to their fathers, nor will any who treated me disrespectfully and rejected me see it. And yet he had pardoned them. After he pardoned them, he now told Moses, say, none of them will enter that land. But I have forgiven them. This forgiveness. You know, if it was a man that was saying this, we would say that is how men forgive people. They don't forgive fully. So, let me just drop something for somebody. Miracles do not grow a believer. Miracles do not grow a believer. Miracles are interventions of God. They are not designed to create faith. They are not guaranteed to build faith. I mean, what kind of... If you have seen miracle, you have not seen what these people saw. You know the people he's talking about? These guys were walking in the night with a pillar of fire before them. You know, when I tell you that angels are in this room now, you have not seen one before. Have you seen one? You are trying to walk up your faith to believe me. These guys were walking by night with a pillar of fire in front of them. By day, they had a pillar of cloud. That is, if they had doubt that God was with them, they looked forward. They saw an ocean divide, praise God. They saw the world's greatest army sink. What have they not seen? They saw water come out of a rock. And the Bible said, God was telling Moses, he said, how long will they not believe me? I don't understand. Anybody seen river part in your village? Even if it was not God that did it. You've seen it before? These people saw a whole Nile turn to blood. A full river. Even the tap in your house, you open it, there was blood pouring out. And God was telling Moses, how long will they not believe me? So, as they see it, they become unbelieving. He got so bad that God said, no, it's impossible. I will kill all of them. This is almost the typical state of a common believer. Because everybody is trying to operate a miracle, seeking from one place to another. But guess what? As soon as you encounter one, see, there is something you are going through now. If you check your life, if you just look at the past, you will look back and see that God has done something greater than that before. Yet your faith is not kicked in yet in this new one. Because people do not grow up by miracles. If I, let me add one more. You see, people do not advance by the mercy of God. You know when people keep shouting, Father, show me mercy. You see, that's why God said, he said, I will have mercy on whom I will have. In other words, you cannot force me to mercy you. You know, when people, see, sometimes, sorry, I'm a teacher, this is, you can't force God to have mercy on you. Say, Father, have mercy. He said, no, I will have mercy. Because mercy is my prerogative. It is not yours. It is on whom I will have that I will show. It's not your own. It's my own. Imagine a man that you have taken to court. He now entered the court. Say, judge, have mercy. Wait. There is something like tampering justice with mercy. Have you heard? When your lawyer says, yes, he's guilty. But can we tamper justice with mercy? But they don't come to beg for mercy. They are first proving that you are guilty. See, courts, they argue first. It is when we have found out beyond reasonable doubt that the man is guilty. The lawyers now start begging and say, Oga, please tamper justice with mercy. You cannot come into and start shouting mercy. It doesn't work like that. It is the judge's prerogative to grant mercy. The judge can look and say, this young man, why did you do this thing now? You know this thing is a life sentence. You know. He said, but by the discretion of his honor, I give you only 5 years. He has done it too. It is done. Right? It is not because you did anything to get it. It was his discretion that granted mercy. But you know that, see, you cannot hold God to mercy. You cannot hold God to ransom for mercy. He said, I shouted, I prayed. Where was he? He did not even have mercy on us. Who told you mercy is your own? He said, I will show mercy on whom I will show, not on you. What you can hold God to. How will I say this? I don't know, my time is going, and I've not entered the message. What you can hold God to is his principle. You can hold God to his principle. I need somebody to get a graphic picture of this one. You can hold God to his principle. You can hold God to his principle. Would you stand? No, you, the lady behind. Yes, you, the one that, you know, you behave like somebody that when teacher call you, you now said, she touched herself. She did like me. Please come. Where did you come from church today? From your place, where do you stay? Mary. I'm going to add 1,000 to your transport when you are going home. Are you good? Okay, you can go back. Please, what did she do to collect 1,000? Who decided to give her 1,000? Can she stay there and be shouting, Pastor, give me 1,000? How many people, if your name is Victoria, stand. If your name is Victoria, stand. You are Victoria, right? Please come. adding to your transport, right? Okay. You are Victoria. Why did you come out? Because your name is Victoria. So because your name is Victoria, you feel you are qualified for the 500 too. Okay, Colette. You can go back. If I did not give the other Victoria, does she have a right to still stand here? Yes, she qualified. The criteria for that giving was who is Victoria. She can stand here until I finish sermon. In fact, if I don't have 500, I'll beg her. Say, can we postpone next Sunday? Okay, I'm owing you. Why? Because I am owing. She has fulfilled a requirement that I set out. The Bible said that there was a woman, he wearied the king. She was coming night and day. And the Bible said, even though the king was wicked, he said, this woman will kill me. Oh, yeah, give her what she wants. She met a certain requirement to collect. This person got 1,000. Please notice so that the people that met requirement, I decided to give them 500. The one which I decided to show mercy, I could have given her 1,000,000 if I choose. This is how grace works. But if you meet the requirement, you can make a demand. You can stand until it is done. So what made Caleb say, I followed the Lord completely? I have 7 minutes. Your Christian life was not supposed to be running on mercy. It was supposed to be running on the... See, mercy will intervene when it has to. Miracles will interject when they have to. But your growth, your conditioning in the spirit must be that you are growing by the word. Hallelujah. Even your physical body is telling you something in the spirit. Praise God. You don't grow miraculously. I mean physically. Are you growing? Anybody growing by miracles? You are just growing because, you know, every day they are just doing somebody's doing miracle, then you grow. No, sir. There's nothing like that. You grow because you are living daily. And you are living daily because you are eating. It is the food that you eat that enters your system, digests, and then your body takes it, and then it grows your cells, praise God, and you are expanding. Even though you are not feeling growth, you are growing. You don't feel growth. Growth is one thing. How many people were, the last time, like your last birthday, you just felt it. You can explain the feeling. When you move from 31 to 35, you were 16, you now went to 17. But as you are moving, you are saying, yeah, this movement, not like this, it'll be. How many people have felt that thing before? You were feeling yourself grow. If you feel yourself grow, go for deliverance. Growth cannot be felt. We just know by the purposes and the mechanisms of eating, the body is designed to digest food, take up nutrients, put it up, and then your cells keep expanding. That is how the spirit grows. Designed to take the word, implant it, exercise it. He said, by them who have exercised the word, he said, they grow by it. Hallelujah. No miracles involved. You want to turn the signboard into the house. The Bible says these are signs. Let's go to Numbers 13. Let me give you my 5 points. I don't know whether we can. Why did Caleb say that I followed completely? Numbers. The first point is this. What I found out there. Go to Numbers 13. Let me just read through. As I read, I'll pick out the points. Numbers 13. So let's go to what happened that Caleb. You know, Caleb was reporting this thing to Joshua. To Joshua. But the real event took place in Numbers. He said, and the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, send men to spy out the land of Canaan, which I am going to give to the sons of Israel, from each of their fathers' tribes, you shall send a man, everyone a leader among them. They didn't send children, they sent leaders. So Moses sent spies from the wilderness of Paran at the command of the Lord. All of them, men who were heads of the Israelites. The first point I found out when you want to go forward, when you don't want to settle in a place, is that you must go beyond Moses. Hallelujah. Why did I say point number one, go beyond Moses? You must drill down. Drill down past what Moses said to find out it was God that said it. Please notice, it was when Caleb was telling Joshua, he said, you know what the Lord said. Please, Caleb did not hear any voice from God. Caleb heard somebody called Moses. What Caleb heard was the voice of Moses. But for you to survive the present day and grow in Christianity, you must go beyond Moses. Yes, Moses will speak, but you must find God's word in it. Because there's so much outsourced faith. Your faith is hinged only on the man of God. You must find God. You must drill past the Moses. You must go and check it. No wonder Paul went and told them. He said, I met a certain set of Christians in Berean. He said, these are people we are more noble. Hallelujah. So Paul had gone to Ephesus. He had gone to Corinthians. He was in everywhere. But he met a certain set of Christians. He now came to tell them. He said, these men, we are more noble. He said, what was their nobility? He said, after I finished speaking to them, they said, Paul, we thank you. We know that you are the apostle of chief of the apostles. This was the apostle that was anointed for the Gentiles. The one that saw Jesus by physical appeared to him. The Bible said when Paul was boasting, he said, if I were a Jew, I'm a Jew of Jews. 24 times I've been beaten by stripes. 4 times I've died and resurrected. He said, this is Paul. But then when he finished, the people told him, he said, sir, we like what you have said, but will we go and check it? We will go and check if God has spoken to us through you. Paul said, you see these people, they are more buried, they are more noble. Look, in the last days, you must go and check. Your faith must go beyond Pastor Silver. It must go beyond Pastor Ed. It must go beyond Apostle Salman. It must meet the source. Hallelujah. Please notice that when the spies got to the land, Moses was not there. They saw giants in the place. Little wonder Caleb was telling. He said when they came back, they made the people's heart melt with fear. He said, because when you go to face the battle, my brother, it is not Pastor Ed that the battle is trying to kill. It is you. You must drill past Moses. A certain woman encountered Jesus at the well of Samaria. And Jesus began to speak to the woman. And the woman said, Kai, this must be the Messiah. So she believed Jesus. She ran into the city. 2 stages of belief, if you read that story. She ran into the city and told the people, said, come, I have seen a man that told me everything about myself. This must be the Messiah. This must be him that was prophesied. And the Bible said that the people heard him. The entire Decapolis heard her. He said, and they believed her. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's one stage. They believed her. They believed her. They looked at this woman and said, we know you. You are a prostitute. This woman, for you to be speaking like this, when the sister going to church, something must have encountered her. She must have come in contact with something. We believe you. We know your record for you to be saying this. But they did not stop there, my brethren. They believe her is one stage. Praise the Lord. But the Bible said that she carried them. Hallelujah. He said, and the entire city went out with her and went to meet Jesus at the well too. And the Bible said they abode there 2 days with him. They stayed with him and Jesus started talking. And then the Bible records again. He said, and they believed him. See, the belief for her can solve petty problems. For you to fight giants, you must also believe him. You can't outsource it. He
He said they believed him. Now they had handled the word himself. It was no more a story that she was relating. He said they met with him. You must drill past Moses. You must go past Moses. There are certain things, you know, if I stand here and declare and say, by his stripes ye are healed, I declare and decree, sickness will not find you this year. As you are saying amen, you better know who you are saying amen to. Because imagine you coming to church on Wednesday and you say, where is Pastor Siva? They say, he's in hospital now. Say, hey, Pastor Siva, he's in hospital. Say, my brother, the matter is bad. You say, but he was the one that declared, you shall. And then you are now thinking, oh, but if that didn't work for Pastor Siva, what'll I do? You know, you have truncated the word of God. See, you cannot use my experience to judge the word of God. Because sometimes the life of the man speaking might be contradicting, and he too might have his own process of faith that he's working on, that God is trying to chisel out. You cannot say, if Pastor Siva declared, then the next day he was sick. Who shall it work for? You are a fool. You did not meet God. You must go past my voice and go and drill out the voice of God. Go beyond Moses. You must drill out his voice. He said the people went back after Paul had spoken. He said, and they checked it. When they come out, it won't be Paul speaking to them. When you meet them, they will say, thus saith the Lord unto me. He said, it shall not rain, nor will it dew. He said, but my ditches shall be filled. They will say, no, be that thing where Pastor Edwin tell. He said, no. He said, thus saith the Lord to me. He has gone beyond what Pastor Ed said to him. Now it is God speaking. Or else you will stagnate. There are trials that will challenge you. And you will try to invoke the God of SWA conference. And he will be soaring above you. And you say, my brother, you know it's not the first conference you have attended. Sure you know. It will not be the last. We will do it again next year. Remember, Pastor, I said we are using Okpara Square, a bigger one. But as you come out, you will meet Amalekite. They will not respect whether you came out of SWA. They will only find out who you met there. There are trials. And please notice, when the Bible is listing the trials of men, when you are studying the scripture, see, this is my teaching anointing. When you are studying the scripture, please, God does not highlight trials. He highlights the trial. In life, you will have go through many trials. Like I said, some of them, if you quote me, if you say, Pastor Siva was the one that said it, I declare, according to the word of Pastor Siva, it will work. Oh, there are ones that are called trials. You can drive them out. But when you meet the trial, and people don't meet the trial. Let me tell you, the trial, for most of our lives, it might be two times only. It is a mare or break trial. That when it comes, if you come out of it, you are okay. See, so notice that today you might be broke. That is, you don't have cash. It's not like you are going to die. But, you know, the money is not just enough for the project. Okay? You are good. That's a trial. Okay, when the trial comes, if you have not met God before the trial, because the trial will test everything you have gathered about God. Go and ask Job. Go and ask him. See, those things that Bible said Job go through was not all he went through in life. You know, he had maybe minor quarrels with his wife. The Bible said he was the richest man in the East, so he was a good businessman. But I'm sure he had done some trade that he lost money before, you know, here and there, like every businessman. You know, we do some, like one thing that happened to me and my wife last year. You know, we do some and it doesn't work, praise God. It's a trial, do you understand? But it is not the trial. It is not the trial. And God did not take time to tell us all of that. Sometimes he quarrels with his wife. You know, we are dealing with relationship issues. Calm down. You can use some things. You can quote somebody and it will solve. He said, I declare according to the word of Pastor Jerry. He said, hey, yata, we go. But my brother, when the trial shows up, the one they call the trial, you will need God. So when you read Job's life, go through. Look, that thing lasted for 6 months. Part one was 9 months period. In 9 months period, he lost all his children. All his children. His business, the richest man in the East, went from hero to zero. But you know that Job survived that trial. His faith was intact because he lost his children. He lost his business, but he was still saying, I will stand and wait until my change comes. Hallelujah. He came out with flying colors. Okay? But that was not even the trial for him. That was a trial. And some of us, we have not even gone through a trial. Because the devil went back and said, and God said, did you see? He passed though. He came out with, he said, God, the devil said, calm down. Let's do part two. Let me up the ante a bit. Why don't you give me permission to touch his body? Let me touch his flesh. Let me tamper with his health and see what will happen. And God said, we say, we are trying. You know, when you are reading Job and people are saying, Job said, I will stand. That same Job woke up one day and said, curse the day I was born. May the sun not shine for that day anymore. What kind of bait is that? This Job, sometimes you don't read the Bible completely. Trial showed up. The man cursed the day he was born. When the trial shows up, certain things will happen. You know why his wife was involved in that second phase of trial? You notice the first one, the Bible did not mention anything about the wife. The children died, the business died. The Bible didn't tell us what the wife's reaction was. But as soon as the devil touched his body, the wife now said, curse God and die. You know why the wife reacted? Because they are one. The Bible said, he that is joined with the man, he said, they shall become one flesh. So as soon as the health hit, the woman too had to react. And the woman's reaction was, curse God and die. What kind of nonsense is this? And you know, he did not curse God. He told the woman, you are talking foolishly. Go, I beg, sit down, calm down. We have seen better things than this. Is it not just sickness? But what broke Job? When the trial hit, be careful of your inner circle. The thing that got Job to a cursing point was his inner circle. The Bible said his friends, closest friends, came to him. He said, and they sat with him for 7 days and they did not utter a word. That one broke the man. All his defenses now fell. And God now said, let me not wait again. Let me intervene now. It was not God, Job, that overcame the trial. It was God that stepped in. His friends came, sat, looked at him. Even them, their faith failed. Imagine people that came to comfort you. They came, they saw your condition. 7 days, they could not talk. The man endured day one. You know, first day, the man said, okay, they just came from afar. They are tired. So maybe they don't. Day two, day three. You know what they were communicating? While not talking, they were saying, this man case, don't pass. Don't pass. Be careful. This is not God. God can't. So by day seven, Job defenses broke. Little wonder the scripture says. It said that the company of fools will destroy themselves. But they that company with the wise. He said, if you meet a council of prophets, you too shall prophesy. Be careful with your inner circle. When the trial hits, let me take point number two. So the first thing, go beyond Moses. The second one, research the mountain. Never approach or go after another mountain when you have not researched it. Please go to verse, give me verse 17 to 20. Put verse 17, Numbers 13. Put it up. Let's finish here. I'll give you the remaining 4 or 5 points in the second service. He said, now Moses sent them to spy out the land of Canaan and said, go up this way into Negev, the south country, and go up into the hill country. What did he say they should go and see? See what the land is like and whether the people who live there be strong or be weak, be few or be many. Hallelujah. Whether the land in which they live is good or bad. And whether, wait, hold on. Where is Moses sending people to research? Was it not God that promised the land? He said, I will give you a land flowing with milk and honey. Why are you asking them to check whether it's good or bad? When God has already told you that I will give you a land filled with milk and honey. He said, I will give them for your possession. But yet, when Moses was about to go, God said, send spies. Hallelujah. Go and do your research. Don't take a mountain you have not found out. He said, I have faith. I believe. God has done it. See, everything you outsource to God, come 400%. We are past that era. We are past the era where we outsource everything to God 100% and absolve ourselves of any responsibility. Go and research the mountain. Go and check it out. He said, go and find out if the land be good or it be bad. If it be big or it be small. If the people be weak or they be strong. What the Lord has already given them. But guys, send your spies. Go and find out. You have prayed too long. You prayed throughout Saul. Father, I've taken over. I have overcome. Now go and do your visibility. Little wonder even the children of light, darkness, they seem to be wiser than the children of light. This is where they got it. When they say, go and do feasibility study. Only a believer will say, no, we possess it by faith. They say, have you checked it out? I say, no, we are walking into the valley. Be walking, you will come out of the valley without your head. God said to Moses, I have given. Moses sent spies. Check it. You want to get married? Check out. He said, no, we met in House on the Rock. He's a believer. Calm down. Just finish the wedding. You will see things that if you had 10 spies, you will find out. You want to start it. You want to enter the relationship. You want to get into. No, find out. That's why we send people for marriage counseling. We say, no, go on. No. He said, no, he speaks in tongues. Have you entered Babalawo's house before? What are they speaking? Is this something you understand? Moses said, God said, send them in. I know I gave you, but send spies. I know, I already know what is in the land. You see, when they were going, you think God did not know who were did in the place? He knew already. But you too need to know. The knowledge that God knows is not your goal. Go and find out. He said, the way I'm feeling, I'm believing God, I will jackpot out next month. Where are you going to? He said, we are just going there. He said, which country? He said, maybe US or Canada, but we are going. What did we do to you? Find out. Research. Investigate. It will help your strategy. This is how mountains are taken. I know there are 3 more points, but I think you the one some anybody that came for the other 3, wait for second service. If you want to go, God has spoken enough for to you already. Do not stagnate after one victory. They said to Joshua, rise up, please. He said, Pastor was reading that scripture. He said, and these are the list of the kingdoms that Joshua had conquered. He said, the king of Og, one. The king of Amalek, one. In fact, the list had close to 30-something kings. And I kept asking, why are they writing one? One. I mean, they said, the king of Og, one. The king of Amalek, it should be two, right? That's how it should be. If you are counting math, the king of Og, one. The king of Amalek, one. The king of Ai, three. The king of Zod, two. King of Jericho, 6. But as he kept counting, it's only one. 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 When they finished listing, he said, Joshua was now old. He came to Joshua. He said, you did not finish. He said, yet there are many more mountains that you should have taken. Your problem with your mathematics is that you are adding. God is only counting one. One. So what did you get? One. There's another mountain. So I came to give you strategies to take the next mountain. Research it. Go beyond these words. Would you close your eyes and let us pray? If you didn't get anything out of this first service, get the fact that because I said it, it's good. But what has God said? Go home and find out what God said. Said, I heard this word. Say, for faith cometh by this hearing. It is the word of God that you will see. You will see later why they had to hear from God. Father, we thank you. We give you praise. When your word comes, it comes to bring light. The Bible says that the entrance of the word giveth light. It maketh the simple wise. We thank you for the victories that you have granted us. But we know there are many more mountains to take over. And before this year end, may we take more mountains. May we take more victories. May we ascend to greater heights. May we climb higher in the name of Jesus Christ. We declare that the Anakins, the giants that be in that land, when we see them, may we see them through the eyes of what God has said. He said, and when they got in there, they said, and we were like grasshoppers in our own eyes. May that not be our eyes. May our eyes see exactly what God has said in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Would you bless God this morning? If you have been blessed, give him praise. Hallelujah.
We hope that you've been richly blessed by this message. For inquiries or to listen to more of Pastor Edwin Bayebo's messages, kindly log on to www.hotrenugump3.com. That is www.hotrenugump3.com to download. Truly, the word works.